Hi everyone, your host Jenna Valenta here. I'm popping in to issue a language warning at the top of the show. This episode is filled with seasonally inspired poetry, and it is very important to me to offer space for creative people to express themselves fully and feel safe doing that. It is also important to me that you are able to make an informed decision before listening on. So now you know, and the choice is yours. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sea Change Podcast. I am your host, Jenna Valente, and this is your go-to show to meet the most interesting and inspiring people living, working, and recreating along the American shorelines. It is now officially spring here in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm just going to pause and let that soak in. We can wake from our hibernation, start emerging from our dens, feel the sun on our skin, and watch in awe as all that is currently brown and muddy turns green, fragrant, and alive. So let me start off by wishing you a happy, healthy spring, or vernal if you're fancy, equinox. We at the Sea Change Podcast value lifelong learning and approach each day with a hearty dose of curiosity. So if you're sitting there wondering, what is this solstice and equinox business all about and why the heck does it fall on March 20th? Well, that's because at 5:24 p.m. Eastern Time today, the sun will sit directly over Earth's equator as it continues its journey northward, which means more sunlight and warmer days for us in the north and the beginning of fall in the southern hemisphere. It also means that we meaning me and my friends at Portland Poets Society, have pulled together yet another seasonally inspired poetry celebration episode for you all. And this one feels extra special because spring is the only season we have yet to celebrate in this way so far. And before we meet the amazing poets featured today on this episode, I first want to thank the Portland Poets Society for being such a great partner in these collaborations. If you are not familiar with them yet, I encourage you to follow them on Instagram. That's where they post most of their updates. They are at Portland Poets Society. And I think a wonderful thing about these poetry collaborations is that it gives you a taste of what going to one of these Portland Poets Society events is like. Even if you don't live in Portland, Maine, it's just like what we do with the calls for poetry for these shows. So they're open to everyone from anywhere with any level of writing or public speaking experience. And they're also open to people who just want to listen. So if you're listening to this thinking, hey, I might want to try my hand at this writing thing or at this poetry thing, but maybe I'm not ready to get up in front of a group of people, going to listen or submitting to this podcast where you can record by yourself in an environment where you are most comfortable might be a great first step. So keep your eye on our Instagram. Mine is at Jenna Valente. Again, they are at Portland Poets Society for the summer solstice call because honestly, all are welcome, with the only exception being assholes who are looking for platforms to share their hate speech. And by share, I should really say spew. If that's you, keep on moving, right? Ideally into the office of a therapist who can help you figure out why you are the way you are and make more space for love in your life. And if that's not you, we welcome you to join us. All right. Are we ready for some poetry? I know I sure am. And up first, we have someone who lights up the room every time she reads. She is somebody that has quickly become one of my favorite Portland poets. She's been featured on this podcast several times. It is an honor to present to you Dr. Sarah Payton.
Back in the terrarium. At times, my home dries out and nothing grows, and the glass windows keep me in my enclosure like a lizard looking out at a robust jungle, which is actually just dirt and a few horny squirrels running after each other. And it's sudden how this desiccation happens. Somehow I forget to fill my water dish with oxytocin from plans with people and other stimulation from the outside world. And overnight it happens, and I wake parched for someone, some life, some new breath of air to revive me. Most of the time, living alone is lovely, but I miss other people's shit around. I miss their stupid thoughts about annoyances, about nothing. I miss the mess of them, and it's all too neat in here. So I ask, may spring bring a bursting forth of an unexpected new birth? Perhaps the Buddhist philanderer will do, or well, maybe not him. Maybe now is a good time to try everything. What if my life turned out in a way I never imagined? What if I was also a writer, and people laughed at my words on a page, and I used my voice to tickle their ears? What if what I did as a doctor is not what I started out doing, and instead I offered a tea salon with a medical office on the side, and experiment in domestic medicine, flower arranging, and dream interpretation with a bottle of milk thistle to go and a gentle lecture to fuck TikTok and go to bed already? What if I am a living example of a skyscraper of a woman actively under deconstruction who wanders off her own building site and takes up a new project down at the beach, studying waves as her own citizen scientist? What if my little scaredy cat brain was wrong again when it told me the world will end if I don't play it safe? Since it's already looking like the world is ending, maybe now is a good time to try everything and see what happens. Maybe it's just spring, which makes me crazy for new possibilities. What if I let myself fall right on down those rabbit holes? Now that I think of it, my life is already what I never expected. What if I just got used to that?
Ready for rebirth. May we all die today, the glorious death of every old wound, and may every old cobweb holding our arms behind our backs be broken. May our throats cease to speak small, hateful words to anyone, especially ourselves. May our livers, stewing in rage, be finally cut out, except for a good sliver that can regrow the next one. May our kidneys refuse to filter the fear we keep circulating, and may our hearts spontaneously burst into shreds, finally letting out every last drop of curdled resentment of love gone sour. May our eyes roll back in our heads to see the bad ideas clanging around in there, and may the holes of the orbits be the doors that let them fly out. And may the ears burst into flames and melt off at every intrusive interruption from technology's marketing assault, and may the silence be deafening. May the nose recede like syphilis, descending to the point of decay that's done stinking, and may the tongue that forms the words which slice others at a distance, may it fall out, flop on the floor like a sardine. And may the arms that you hold across your chest, closing yourself off from love, may they fall off like a shop mannequin's and leave you a stump. And may all the guts you didn't use to propel you toward righteousness in the past spill out through a seam in your belly and fall to your feet like a pile of reddish-blue slinky-dinks. And may the back that supported you to do the things you didn't believe in bend the opposite direction like Gumby, leaving you looking upside down at the wall behind you. And may the legs which ran from the path you knew you needed to take become comminuted in an instant, leaving you a torso on a puddle of mush. And may the hands that didn't reach out for others with love fall off, leaving unhelpful nubs of radius and ulna in their place. And may your germ centers, your generative spheres, indurate and necrose with the unborn ideas fear talked you out of delivering. And may they roll down your inguinal canals like a marble run, down and out to the dirt. And may your lungs, which have been full of hot air and inflated a boastful chest, expire and collapse, leaving you with nothing to draw in your next breath. And may all your hair catch fire and fall out, like fizzy little foul-smelling fireworks, and with it, your vanity. And after all that, may you rejoice, with your smile intact in gladness, that you are now ready for rebirth. Praise be to the beauty of spring.
Hi, my name is Mit N, and I'm a social worker practicing in Singapore. I read social work and English literature at NUS. Today, I read a poem of mine titled, Who Shall Sing for This Child? This poem meditates on seas and nature to make sense of the dichotomy between art and science in thought and practice. This poem was previously published in the Consonance Journal, Issue 9. Who shall sing for this child? This land is domicile. Watery bodies postpartum pulse like undulations through its ward channels. Borders govern the world not without dissent. As coughing waves nose the straight shorelines, the sea wash stirs the side grass out of date land. I play with soil and sea under a falling fog. Except an immoral ripening between leather and number, intemperate reasonableness. Forbearing what is straight and winding, cursive letters ram caught in a muddy thicket, begets a swollen Singaporean breed, malign social scientist, whose tongue is babble raised on a sea border's wheel. Oh, who shall ordain this marriage lifelong? How shall I look for a prophet, a priest, or may a poet suffice to marry the damned scientist and the despised literati?
Hello, everyone. Maria Crawford here. I am the owner and founder of Portland Poet Society, and I am so grateful to See Change Podcast and Jenna for putting this together. It's one of our favorite collaborations, and spring is here. We made it. For those of us in Maine, we know that is something to congratulate ourselves on and celebrate. I have three poems that I've written as spring has begun to approach that I would love to share with you today. This one's called February 27th. At February's end, the gray sky sighs in snowfall. The late winter snow begs spring. I send four horses off in three directions. I stand barebacked in my center. Like a restful body in water, I float above my world in unison. Now more than ever, there is an honest truth about me. No sameness. Opening and shedding ourselves, you are this gentle thing I'm after, and I on fire. In us there is no sameness, your long body stretched to heaven and I on the ground. Suddenly we appear on the same map. At each point we make a hole, and oh, what a wide, wide world. There is a steadiness. There is a steadiness. His tall body greets me like a promise, and it is so steady that it is silent, and he moved toward me like a lukewarm wind. Thank you so much. Again, I'm Maria Crawford, and I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon.
Hey, everyone. My name's Gunner, or a punk rock poet. Been dealing with a lot of change lately, and this piece is kind of how I see all of that shaken out. You can find me on Instagram at a punk rock poet, but don't, because I don't post there. This piece is called Make Way Out of the Cave. Make way out of the cave, hibernation's fool. There was no rest for the wicked or the meek. Get the snow out of the way. Rest is a learned behavior which is ignored here. Goals are seeing light of the day, and what says the ground underfoot? This is unknown. Step harder onto ground and out of the cave. Look not at the shoes which have walked here. Growth will require a few things. Supple grounds to feed from. This requires nutrients brought from the death of what was. Patience. This requires an understanding learned as it goes. Pain. It will be uncomfortable. Everything is in shambles and for some reason wet. Don't stop, though. The long goodbye to the ice and snow is over soon. Stumble through the muck. This is a part of the process for leaving a cave. Lived in for too long. It is not a home anymore. So make way. Out of the cave, into harsh light. Sloppiness that disguises itself as ground and the certainty that is what is uncertain. As nobody said, the light at the end of the tunnel would be easy. Now look at the shoes. They are walked in. Have they been thanked?
Hello, everyone. It's Jenna again. I have two poems to share with you today. Neither have titles, so if you hear them and think of a good title, feel free to share it with me. The first one is a reflection of how the energy of our constructed world feels right now. The poem is on the longer side, but a one-word summary of it would be tense. And the second is how the energy of spring in the natural world feels to me. I don't know much, but the small glimpse I've had of this world has taught me to call a spade, and a rose, a rose. Some of us, and I won't name names, talk a big game but will never take the steps or even move a toe to flesh out their words and ideas. There's a lot of blown smoke out there, truth lost in fog and prose. Folks dug down deep in a hole will lie, steal, and cheat to claw their way out, to get a fix, to feel love, to get rich. Heed this, the one true tell is held in the eyes. Why do so many of us speak before we think? To hear our own voice, to feel life's stares, to own the room? To me, that is to lead the tail by the reins, but lose the truth on the way. It's to walk, blind to all the colors on the path, from black to white, from dark to light. Here, there is no one right way to go, and each may steer you wrong. So spend more time on the quest to find where it went right, and less on where it went wrong. It feels as if we're lost on this path in search of what this all, this whole life, or even part of it means. And for what? To prove I'm right and you're wrong? That there is a great good, there is or there is no God? I feel like there are too many birds on this thin dead perch, and it's ready to snap with a kiss of wind or jump scare from earth as it laughs at its prank, and we quake in shock in its wake. Now we are all forced to fledge the nest and spiral in a free fall. And the ground seems so far, but if we don't fly, we'll reach it in no time at all. Today I'm counting my blessings by the blossom. Limbs that were once bare and lonesome now don in an extravagant gown, robust and wholesome, tailored with precision, sewn with fibers of warmth, light, and mindful decisions. I'm reminded that, like the seasons, blessings come and go, and the most earnest take time and nurturing to grow. I appreciate all of you for spending time with us today. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to the contributing poets on today's episode. It is an absolute joy to share your work. And if you like what you heard and want to hear more like this episode, you can find us on the American Shoreline Podcast Network. And if you enjoy social media, we are at CoastalNews365 on Twitter and Instagram. And you can connect with me personally at Jenna Valente on Instagram and at Yenna Bennett on Twitter. So please find us online and let's chat about our beautiful coastlines.